Now, previously on Reba.
According to this reading, you have high blood pressure.
Cheyenne?
Yeah?
Will you marry me again?
Oh, man. You did not listen to a word that I said.
What are you talking about? This whole thing is for you.
For me? Huh?
I don't get why you're so mad.
That's just it, man. You just don't get it.
You forgot the bride.
She's gone.
What do you mean she's gone?
She's gone. The bride's room is empty.
The kids had a little, misunderstanding. I'm sure it'll be... I'm gonna sit down just for a second, okay?
Reba.
Oh. Reba, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Who let the doves out?
Me. Who here is Mrs. Hart's family?
I am.
And you are?
Hi, I'm Barbara Jean Hart. I'm her ex-husband's new wife.
That doesn't make you family.
I'm sorry. I'm also her twin sister.
You know what? I'm her daughter.
Oh, getting married.
Oh, no, no, no. That's her running outfit.
Doctor? How is she doing?
Well, we're not exactly certain what happened yet, but anytime anyone with high blood pressure passes out, we take it seriously.
So it's serious?
I didn't say it was serious. I said we take it seriously. We've got to be thorough.
So can we see her now?
Sure, as long as you don't...
Reba!
Startle her!
I will never leave your side, Reba. Never!
I'm glad to hear that, Barbara Jean. They think it's bird flu. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to scare you like that.
No, Reba. We weren't worried. We knew you'd be fine.
You know, for a moment there, when I was running behind the ambulance, I couldn't remember what you looked like.
Mrs. H gave us a good excuse to cancel the wedding. Mother of bride collapses sounds better than psycho bride dumb sweet innocent groom.
You know what, Van? No one asked you to propose.
You know what, Cheyenne? No one asked me not to either.
That's not even an argument.
You know what? It might be.
It might not be.
Can I talk to you guys? Hey, Reba, I'm just gonna have a little chat with Paris and Nicole here. Look. I told you guys before, it's not good for Reba to hear you argue. Now, if you can't control yourselves, take it outside.
That's right, Cheyenne. Take it outside.
You take it outside, baby.
No, you.
No, you take it outside.
Get out.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting a sense memory. Has your arm always been this hairy?
Oh, stop it. Get those kids back in here. Kids, get back in here.
Oh, Reba, please, would you relax? You've been through a terrible ordeal.
I can't just sit here in this hospital bed. Van and Cheyenne's marriage is falling apart, and I gotta go fix that.
Reba, this might be a good time for you to learn that sometimes you just gotta let things go, okay? I mean, you cannot fix everything.
Oh, yes, I can.
Whoa, Reba, no. Back into bed, all right? Just at least wait until the doctor gets back with the test result.
That could be forever. This hospital's on my HMO.
Look, just wait 10 minutes, all right? If he's not back by then, you can get up and go save the world.
Okay, fine.
All right.
What are you doing?
Well... I decided to get a taped memory. You know, my senses are shot. All right, now hold your arm up. I want to see that hair. It looks like a red wheat field.
This is not my fault, Van. I mean, I wish you would understand what a difficult position you put me in.
What difficult position? How hard was it to say you'll marry me when you're already married to me?
Very hard. Because this time when you asked me, I knew what it would mean. If we weren't married, I would know, so it'd be easier, but it's not.
Watch TV.
Look, Van, if you hadn't asked to renew our vows, I would never have re-examined our relationship. But you know what? Guess what? I did. And I didn't like what I saw.
I wasn't trying to make you re-examine anything. I wanted to renew our vows to make you happy.
But I'm not happy.
I get that! These people, they get it too!
Look, Van, ever since I started volunteering at the homeless shelter, I see things differently.
Oh, Charity. I knew nothing good would come of it.
You know what? You hate that I've grown. I used to act self-centered and silly, and you loved that.
I did. It was hot. You know what? You're not the only one who's grown. I've grown, too. I lost one job, and I'm doing really great at a new one.
Yeah, too great. Seems like all you think about anymore is business and making money.
I like money. It doesn't yap at me 24/7.
I'm not yapping at you, Van. I'm trying to fix this.
Oh, really? Anyone here think that we're fixing anything? Show of hands. Huh? Huh?
You know what?
No.
Okay. Watch the TV. Look, Van, all I'm trying to say is this. People grow. They change. But what happens when two people who are married grow at different times?
Well, then I guess one person waits for the other one to catch up.
What happens if they grow in different directions?
Well, then I guess we have a problem. Shut up.
Barbara Jean, I'm not taping a profile for MySpace. Would you quit taping me?
But I've learned that you have got to take every opportunity to tape the person you love. I mean, I always wanted to tape my grandfather before he died, and I just never had the chance.
What'd he die?
High blood pressure, hit by a car.
Brock, how many more minutes left?
8.
Look how weird your mouth looks.
How many minutes now?
9, penalty minute. You want to go for 10?
Okay, all right. That is Brock. Now, he left Reba 4 years ago. That is when the first crack appeared in her fragile heart.
Brock, make her leave, or I'm going to put a crack in her fragile skull.
Barbara Jean, listen, why don't you shoot some establishing shots of the outside of the hospital?
What? Brock, I'm not hurting anyone. I just want to get some footage of Reba so that when she's all better, we can just look back and laugh, you know?
Yeah, right. I know. But remember how the doctor said that she should relax? So maybe it'd be a little better if you gave her some peace and quiet.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess you know best. So, you know, why don't you just come over here for a minute and just take me for a second, then I'll go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you listen to me, pretty boy. If something happens to my best friend, this videotape may be the only thing I have to comfort me for the rest of my life. Now give me back my camera and back off. Before I rip out your beating heart and I give it to Reba.
Okay.
I'm out of here. I gotta go talk to Van and Cheyenne.
Reba, get back into bed.
Get out of my way.
No. Whoa. Look, just take it easy.
No. Okay, this is good. This is all good stuff. I can intercut the sad stuff with these action shots. It's great.
Yeah, Blondie, you keep filming. If he ever turns me loose, I'm gonna hurt him. Turn me alone.
What is going on in here?
She was trying to escape. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. I'm a dentist.
Please
get back into bed.
I don't want to get back in bed. I have a family emergency that I need to deal with.
Well, that is going to have to wait because I'll be back in 5 minutes to prep you for surgery.
Surgery? But I haven't even got my test results back yet.
The doctor will be in shortly to explain. I'll be back in 5.
When I make the soundtrack for this, this part is gonna go dun dun dun.
I'm having surgery. Why am I having surgery? What's wrong with me?
Okay, just calm down. I'm sure the doctor will explain everything when he comes back. I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. They don't cut on you when it's nothing, Brock. Now, if they say, here, put this little band-aid on your little elbow, then that's nothing. But surgery is something.
Okay, Reba, just listen to me, all right? Now, these surgeons are highly trained, okay? They're experts. You do not have to worry.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I gotta calm down. Yeah. Oh, think positive.
Oh. Unless they leave a pair of scissors or a glove in you when they sew you up.
What?
That happens.
Barbara Jean!
Rarely. I mean, that happens rarely. But it happens.
Oh. I can't have surgery. There's no milk in the house. What if I'm right in the middle of surgery and somebody wants a glass of milk? I've never even been to the Grand Canyon.
I'll buy some milk. Okay.
And I will rent a Thunderbird convertible and I will put your ashes in the seat next to me. And I will drive them over the rim of the Grand Canyon.
Where are the kids? Where are Van and Cheyenne?
I think they're right outside.
I gotta go talk to them. I gotta talk them out of this mess.
Reba, please get back into bed. I'll go get them, okay?
Wait, what are you saying, Brock? Am I too weak to walk? Do you know something you're not telling me?
No, of course not. I just want you to relax.
I'll relax after I knock their two heads together and get out of my way. Van, where's Cheyenne?
She's probably down at the gift shop buying one of those teddy bears that says, shut up, Van.
Mom, what are you doing out of your room?
I have something to say, and I want you both to listen.
Mrs. H., I'm really not in the mood for a lecture right now.
Well, too bad, because I got one for you. You two do this all the time, and I'm sick of it. You take your petty little arguments and you blow them into gigantic problems.
Mom, this is a big problem.
Oh, stop it! You two love each other, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Now, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to work this out, or I'm not going to be the only one that has to have surgery.
What?
Surgery?
Yes, surgery! And I'm a little scared.
Mom.
I'm fine. It's just that it's easier for me to concentrate on your problems. Now, work it out. Don't let me down. Okay? Now I'm going to go back inside because I'm tired of Barbara Jean filming my backside. And cut!
Surgery? I cannot believe this.
She'll be all right. She's a survivor.
And Mom's wrong. The kind of problems that we have, you can't fix in 5 minutes.
So we lie.
What?
We go in there and we tell her we made up.
But we didn't make up.
That's why it's a lie.
Okay, fine. Okay, look. Okay, that's a good idea. We'll go in there and we'll just renew our vows.
But I didn't write down any vows.
Well, you were supposed to.
Well, you were supposed to marry me.
You know what, Van? You just shut up and you smile.
Okay, Reba. Now, just in case the surgery doesn't go well, any last words?
Bite me.
Mrs. H., we have something to tell you.
Okay. We're really sorry that we let our silly little argument ruin the ceremony, so Van and I thought that we might renew our vows for you right here in the hospital room.
Really? I think that's a wonderful idea.
Oh, good. Okay. Van?
I think you should go first.
I think you should go first.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Cheyenne, you're a handful. You were when I married you, and you are now. Actually, you're more now. And I know you've grown a lot. There's this new and improved Cheyenne. But when I look into your eyes, when I really look into your eyes, I see the woman I've always known. And you say you were self-centered and silly, and you probably were, but you're also sweet, kind, and beautiful. And that, Cheyenne, will never change. It's the core of who you are. It's the woman I married. It's the woman I love.
Wow. That was really sweet, guys. Stop filming me, Barbara Jean.
Okay, Mrs. Hart, we're ready to take you down and prep you for surgery.
Oh, could I have a couple of minutes with my family, please?
Sure.
Before I go in, I'd just like to take a few minutes to say I'm too young to die. You're my family. Cheyenne, my beautiful Cheyenne, you're the light of my life.
I know, Mom. I know.
Van, you started out in this family as my son-in-law, and now you're my son.
Thanks, Mom.
And Brock, this is going to be difficult, but if I did die, there's something that I'd want you to know.
Yes, Reba, what is it?
You done me wrong. But you've been a really good father to our children, and I guess that's about as much as a person could ask for. You're my family. I love all of you.
Reba, do you have anything you want to say to me?
Nope, that about wraps it up.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Barb Jean. I've been angry with you for a long time. And today made me realize that I shouldn't judge you for what you did. I should judge you for what you do. You've always been there for me. Always. To the point where it's a little creepy.
Stop it. You're making me cry.
But your heart's always in the right place. And I was just thinking that I've actually wanted to think of you as...
Yes?
As one of my closest...
Say it, Reba, just say it.
Well, as one of my...
Hey there!
Ah, he stepped on my moment!
Sorry, I just had to rush in here before they prepped you for surgery. The nurse got your chart confused with another patient.
So wait, I'm not having surgery?
No, you probably had a little anxiety and some low blood sugar. That coupled with your high blood pressure made you pass out.
So I'm fine.
Well, you're going to have to realize that you have high blood pressure. You're going to have to change a lot in your life.
Okay, Doc, I will. I'm going to start by spending more time with my family and making sure there's enough milk at the house. And Barbara Jean, go rent a Thunderbird convertible because we're going to the Grand Canyon!
Oh, my God! We're going to the Grand Canyon!
You're taking Barbara Jean to the Grand Canyon?
No, but it got her out of the room, didn't it?
Planted in the past, though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands.